Wade Hall of the Louisville Courier Journal says, "Philip Appleman is a seductive poet. He lures you into his poem with a hard, full-colour, glossy surface. You are hooked and dragged into deep water, beyond words, objects, down to the murky regions where our truth may be." This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander, and I'm reading today from Philip Appleman's Darwin's Ark. I've chosen Euphorias. I heard a child, a little under 4 years old, when asked what was meant by being in good spirits, answer, "It is laughing, talking, and kissing." Charles Darwin, The Expression of Emotions in Man and Animals. 1. Waldorf Astoria Euphoria, The Joy of Big Cities. Joy, when intense, leads to various purposeless movements, to dancing about, clapping the hands, stamping, etc. Ibid. You feel so good you stop walking. They swirl around you racing the 6:15. You bless them all with a smile you cannot explain. They are suddenly precious. You look around with your alien eyes at 40 floors of windows where they are laughing, talking, and kissing. You realize they are priceless. You feel them under the pavement riding the Uptown Express, strap-hanging bodies waving like kelp, and you know they are irreplaceable. You think of them all over town bursting with unused happiness, and you clap and clap again, and clapping you sing a song you thought you'd forgotten, and your waist moves gently like jonquils, and your hand catches her fingertips, and she smiles, her arms moving like willows, and the fruit seller dances with apples, crying a musical language, and a girl with a bongo comes on with rhythm, her hips moving like wheat fields, and the hard hats come up from the manholes, their bodies moving like jackhammers, and Chinese voices like wind chimes sing to the women from San Juan who gather round like palm trees, and the cops have cordoned the street and are dancing with women from Minnesota, their thighs as seductive as seaweed. And you know that sooner or later this had to happen, that somehow it would all break out, all that pent-up joy, and people would sing and hold hands, their bodies swerving like taxis, and the music inside their heads would fill the streets with dancing, clapping, hands, and stamping, and you sing another chorus of "We, hey, we, yes, we, I said we are all we've got." 2. Peoria Euphoria, The Joy of Small Towns. A man smiles at meeting an old friend in the street. You find yourself drifting on decades. The elms are immortal, arching the red brick street. At Maine, the concrete is veined with tar bubbling in sun. You test it with bare toes, hot, exciting, all the skin you've never touched, telling you of houses unlocked, cars with keys inside, faces of women as open as summertime. Jean, after all these years, still dying in the senior class play. Sally dissecting her ancient frog. Mary, who still believes in Jonah's whale. They smile at you, and you smile. Of course, you can't help it. You are all so delighted that nothing ever changes. Hunky-Doria Euphoria, The Joy of Having It Made. From the excitement of pleasure, the circulation becomes more rapid, the eyes are bright and the colour of the face rises. You're sweating it out. The last time it was never received, it was lost in the files, sent to the wrong department. If you get there by noon, surely it will be all right, but the seconds are deadly. At 10 to 12 you reach the office and of course there's a line. You inch along. At noon you touch mahogany and just as you feared there is some difficulty, a shuffling of papers. You feel the invisible stars swing through their long, cold journey. Finally, you can hardly believe it. It's there, the very thing, the thing itself. And the holy rubber stamp falls like a benediction, and you hear above the ceiling the seraphim rejoicing, and you smooth your hair and borrow a debonair manner and step through the frosted doors so deliberately no one would ever guess that right there under your shirt the sun is dancing on water. You've been listening to poems by Philip Appleman on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.